Simen Chavav, we're up to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Okay, now, as we mentioned yesterday, the laws that we're going to read now are not Nogea, they're not relevant, Halacha Lemaisa. Because everything that we're going to learn in this Simen, all the way to the very end, and there are a lot of halachas, they're very complex, we'll try to go as fast as we can. They all are discussing the way things were done years ago, when only one person says Kaddish Yosem. Not like it's done today, when everyone says Kaddish Yosem together. Therefore, there's going to be a problem when you have in the Beis HaKnesses more than one person that needs to say Kaddish. And to make matters more complex, one person is within Shiva, one person is within Shloshim, one person is Tach Shana, one person is Tach Shana for a father, one person is Tach Shana for a mother, one person has a yard site, and one person is saying Kaddish
for somebody else.
He doesn't even know why he's saying Kaddish. He's just saying Kaddish for whatever reason. So who goes first? Who gets the Kaddish? Who gets the Kaddish? So again, today you look at these halakhas and you say, I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone says Kaddish. Everyone says Kaddish. It's at exactly the point. Things have changed quite a bit today. However, we learned yesterday that every single thing here is relevant, because when it comes to daven for the Amud, guess what? Only one person davens for the Amud. Now, l'chor, when the Kitzur was writing these halachas, it appears, I mean, he does say that the loyim lefnei hateva, but the flavor of his words convey that not too many people daven for the Amud. There was a very select group of people who davened for the Amud. So the shatz, let's say there was a shatz kavua. The only issue was who's going to say the Kaddish. Today, everyone says the Kaddish and everyone davens for the Amud. So we.
I think any gabbai would contradict that.
Okay, but there are more people. So we learned yesterday that we can extract from these halachas, which are not literally practical, the laws of who has kedima for the Amud. Okay, before we begin, I'll just tell you a joke. It's always good to start with a joke, especially Erev Yom Kippur. I told you this joke before, for sure, so I apologize if you heard it. There was once a farm or a barn, and there was a horse, and the horse was stubborn, and it refused to move. It was in the way, and they wanted to get the horse from location A to location B because it's standing in the doorway. And they're pushing the horse, and the horse refuses to go. And they try all the tricks of the trade. They bring all the experts to get the horse to move, and it refuses to budge. Finally, someone comes home from work and he sees the horse in the doorway and he says, "What's what's going on over here? It's tumult." The horse does, big deal. I know how to get the horse to move. So I'll show you. He runs to the shtibul, he runs to the shul, and he drags the omud. He drags the omud out of the shul into the barn, into the farm, and it's, where do you want the horse? What do you want him to eat? We want him over here. He takes the omud, and he puts the omud down, he plugs in the menorah, he pretends the barn, the lights go on, and all of a sudden, the horse goes to the omud. How do you know? How do you know how to do this? The fared always goes to the omud. I told you it's milk chalk. Okay. So now with that in mind, let's begin the halachas. Halacha beis. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom.
Believe me, I got very thick skin.
Chas v'shalom. I'm saying Kaddish. I'm also I'm in the same category. Yeah. Okay. Beis besoch shiva. Now there's another point of introduction we have to keep in mind, that in ancient times the custom was ketanim, children went to shul during shiva. Rachmana litzlan, if it was a child that is sitting shiva, they did not make a minyan in the home for the child. That, I don't know why, that's how it was. adults, they stayed home, and people came to the home to make a minyan. A minyan, this is the way it was in the time when the kids shulchan wrote the halacha. Adult people came and made a minyan for an adult in the home, but a child, for whatever reason, people did not make a minyan for the child would come to the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, b'sach shiva, bein shukatan, and we'll see the significance of that in one moment, bein shukatan, bein shugadol, bein toshav, another issue which we'll discuss at great length through these halakas, a guest. You're not a paying member. Okay, very important halacha. Big fights. But even the bigger problem is when you are a paying member, but you don't daven on Shabbos. You only daven, it's my weekday shul, right? It's not my Shabbos shul. So then when it comes to saying Kaddish, even though you're a paying member, but if you they'll ask you, what are you daven? On your shidduch resume, what are you daven? Where do the parents daven? Right? On the shidduch resume. Oh, they wouldn't dare say they daven in this shul, but they daven there 95% of the time. Don't tell anyone, right? Don't tell anyone. So bein shukatan, bein gadol, bein toishav, whether you are a resident, bein oy reach, yesh loy kol hakadishim. So if the only one in the Beis HaKnesses now is someone who is let's say 50 people saying Kaddish, Rachman Litzlan, and they're all Yartzites, or they're all in Tachiyu Beshana, and there's one person there, one person who is Tach Shiva. It doesn't make a difference if he is a guest, if he is a child. He gets everything. This was Nogay and me, because when I was sitting shiv in Boston, and I don't know the name, the territory there at all, and I didn't have a minion. I sat shiv by my sister, and there was no minion there, so I went to shul during shiva. So I technically, according to this halacha, I never walked into the shul. I went to the Boston Shtibel in Boston. It's a famous, very nice in Newton. It's in Brooklyn. It's a Brookline. Right? It's by car. It's 2 minutes from Newton to Brookline. So I technically have kedima, and in fact they were very nice. They wanted to give me. They saw I was saying Kaddish. They saw that my jacket was ripped, and the gabbai there said, you know, you could have the omelet. So I told him I'm not going to take it because I don't know the nusach. I don't know how fast you go, slow you go. I've never been here before. I feel very, if I'll be here a few times, I'll know what's going on. I'm not going to walk into a new place all of a sudden start doubting. It was a big crowd, like a nice sizable crowd. But the guy was very kind. He says, no, you could actually have them. I was shocked, such generosity. I don't know if this would happen in other shuls. But technically speaking, that is the halacha. The halacha is a person's tach shiva, and there's no competition. He's coming to shul, with tach shiva, for whatever reason, the situation. He has kadima yesh loy kol. Not only does he get kol ha-kadishin, he gets all, because in ancient times the custom was they would divide. Let's say you have four or five, depending on the day, depending on the minhagim, the sechsan, the sechashkas. So let's say you have a total of four or five kadishim, so they break it up. You'll say this Kaddish, you'll say that Kaddish. You give the one that's mitach shiva everything. He gets the whole show. Kol hakadishim. V'doiche kol ho'aveilim. Everyone is out. V'afilu poga haregel. Now here's another halach. We know that Yom Tov is cancel shiva. Yom Tov cancel shloshim. So if a person, let's say Rachman Lestan, he's an avel erev Yom Tov. This doesn't sit. So he does sit shiva for 2 minutes. He does sit shiva erev Hashanah for a few minutes, and then becomes Yom Tov. It cancels the avelus, and it's a very important halacha. Just because Yom Tov cancels the avelus, it does not cancel the kedima of kaddish for the next 7 days. So the if I feel let's say it's Erev Sukkot. And the Shloshim as well. The same thing, does not cancel the Shloshim. It cancels the mourning aspect of the Shloshim. The Avelus, things that you do through Avelus, but it does not cancel the Kedima you have to say Kaddish. For the next 7 days, this person has Kedima to say all of the Kaddishim, even though he's not actually sitting shiva anymore, because the regal has canceled the avelus. Not like we said today, we don't do that test. That's what we said today, that all of these halachas are not nagei halacha l'maisa. These are not practical in our time, because in our time everyone says Kaddish together. This is discussing the earlier times when only one person said Kaddish, and the only reason why we need to know these halachas for us practically is because we were able to extract for this the laws of davening for the Amud. Okay, so even he's focusing on saying Kaddish. So let's get the basic halachas, then we can easily extrapolate what the halacha would be when it comes to davening for the Amud.
I used to come from, there was only one was at
Kaddish. Only, yeah, okay, that's right. A lot of people make that claim, that it's not so far-fetched, right? Only one person said the Kaddish. Exactly, that's what he's discussing. The afilu paga haregel tech shiva, Hamavatel Gzeira Shiva, the Khen Liachar Hashiva Shemavatal Gzeira Shloshim, the regular Mavatal Shloshim, Lingin Kaddish, Einoi Mavatal. So the person from 7 days from the time he begins sinning Shiva, from that time he has all of the Kaddishim. The Khen, another interesting halacha. We know that a person does not sit Shiva the entire day, on the last day. Niksas Hayoim Kikuloi. The last day a person sits Shiva for a few moments after Shachris, he sits down for 10 seconds, and then he gets up, everyone says, and that's it. He goes to work, he's finished. However, the rest of the day, for mincha, until the day is over, he is, if a Kaddish, he's called Toich Shiva. So when he goes to mincha on that day, the day when he gets up from Shiva, he technically has all the Kaddishim. If that shul, they divide up the Kaddish, only one person says it, he gets them all. For mincha, let's say you'll have mincha, two Kaddishim, because let's say you're davening Nusach Sfar, so you'll say L'David. So there are two Kaddishim. Normally they'll break it up, one level, another level. He gets them both because he's still considered to be Toich Shiva. V'loy amrinan l'inyin Kaddish, we do not say l'inyin Kaddish, mixos hayoyim kikuloi. And that means as well, what does that mean as well? When a person comes to shul, a mincha, after he gets up from sitting Shiva, and there's someone else in shul that is bitoch shaloshim, so he would be tempted to say, we're equal. You got it from this person, Ruvain, got it from Shiva in the morning, and Shimon is now, let's say, 15 days into the Avelus. So Ruvain says to Shimon, or Shimon says to Ruvain, we're both Utoch Shloshim. Let's flip a coin. We'll flip a coin, who has Kedima to Davin Mincha? No! Ruvain has Kedima to Davin Mincha, because Ruvain is still Shiva. You're still Shiva, so what are you doing here? You should be home, sitting Shiva. You got up from Shiva. That's right, the morning we say, Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi Le'in Yinogea Ado Avelos, but you don't say Mixas Hayom Kikulo Le'inyan the Kedima for Kaddish, and that expands over to Kedima for davening for the Amud. This rabbi has to know these halachas. The Afilu, what? Or the Gaba. You gotta know these halachas. These are not common halachas, but that's the halacha. The Afilu b'mincha shel yom hashvi yesh loy kol hakadishim. Umayni, now when do you count? When does Shiva begin? When do you begin to count? When's the first day? Not from the day of death. The day of Kivura, the Shloshim is always Yom HaKivura. Umoinim Shiva Ushloshim Yom HaKivura. From the day of burial, that's a given. The whole Shiloh when it comes to the yard site. That's Chiluk Ideas, different, how long was the difference. That's a very complicated thing. That's a very complicated, it's a touchy topic. When the first year. Subsequent years, there's no question, it's the Yom HaMisa. That's a Pashut. But the first year, is it Yom Misa, Yom Kavura? It depends how much of a hefsek there was between the Yom Misa, the Misa, and the Kavura. Generally, you go the first year from the Kavura. Generally, unless there was a very large hefsek, and then you go Basar, the Misa. But again, that's not so simple. Everyone does what their rabbi tells them to do. V'afal pi sha'ovel lo shama miyad, even though the Ovel lo shama miyad, v'noeg achar kach shiva yimei avel. Let's say it's a shmur kreivu. In other words, the person died 2 weeks ago. The person died, and the person, the Ovel, did not find out about that until it's already 2 weeks. So it's less than. So then, what is the law? The law is the person sits Shiva for 7 days. The person, as long as it's a Shmur Kareva, a person finds out about the Mitzvah within 30 days, right? Shmur Kareva is 30 days or a year, I forgot. Whatever it is. But let's say it's within 30 days, a person finds out. So then the person has to sit Shiva for a full 7 days. So the clock ticks when he begins to sit Shiva. Not from the time already expired, because the person... Within 30 days. After 30 days, they only sit Shiva for what? For 1 day? For 1 day. The only, if a person finds out, Shmur Chayka...
After 30 days,
it's 6 hours. Mixas Hayam Kekulai. Mixas Hayam Kekulai. One day. One day, which means Mixas is really 1 day, but it's Mixas Hayam Kekulai. The Alav Yishav Allah Shema Miyad Noigach Shiva Shiva Yimei Evel. So there are 7 days. He only finds out 2 weeks later. So he begins to sit kedusha for 7 days. So for him, the clock ticks for 7 days, and he has kedima for all the kedusha for those 7 days. Ain loy din shiva. So even though he's sitting shiva, he's mourning, but the kaddish is not the same. Ain loy din shiva v'chein emes beregel moinin le'in kaddish miyom akvura. If Rachmanis, the person dies on Yom Tov itself, so the we begin to count the kaddish from the time of kavur. Kavur is always the zman. It was always the zman when we begin to count the 7 days. Okay, let's see the shi'arim. Does he have anything to show us halacha? That's the very end. That's mix. Okay, but let's see. Okay, there's one short halacha over here, number four. Besach Shiva. I'm reading you from the Piskei Tshuva. So you do not have this. Hine Seder Hakadimos Hamisparim Kanheim Gamliyim Laski. He just points out that thing that we mentioned over here. That don't we mentioned this yesterday? He's repeating it here in the bottom. That these halachas are all relevant. Binogeya davening for the Omud. Even though that's not the focus of the topic here in the Kitzer, he's focusing on saying Kaddish, but we can extract Seder HaKedimos HaMisvarim Kan Heim Gam Le'inyin LeHispalel Lefnei HaAmud Kimo SheYisporo LeKamon Sif Yudal Halacha Gimel Im Yesh BeBeis HaKnesses Gam Yortzeit. Okay, Ozai. Now, so here we have now a conflict. Until now, we've only been discussing Avil, we have not been discussing Yartzeit. Yartzeit is much more sensitive than all the other Avil. So now we have a competition between a Shiva and Yartzeit. Im Yesh, Besach Neses, Kam Yartzeit, Azai, Im Ben Hashiv. Now we distinguish between a child and an adult in ancient times. Why? Im Ozai Im Hashiva Hukatan Shehoylech Kol Yimei Hashiva LeBeis HaKnesses. That's what was done. That's the way things went. I don't know today. I don't know if this is a hakpah. I mean, is an adult that also sings shiva. So the children sing with the adults. But if the child comes to shul, then Yesh LeHayartzeit Kaddish Echad. Then the Yartzeit gets one Kaddish. Let's just give you a few lines and we'll recap. Im yesh har beyartzeit, yesh l'chol echad kaddish echad, v'afilu im hakatan shuben shiva yidochel legamri. Then we give the advantage when a child comes to shul every single day, we're not going to treat him like a celebrity. Because he's there every single day. So give someone else a chance. In other words, the point he's going to make is, if we have an adult. An adult only comes to Beis HaKnesses occasionally when they can't get a minion together in the house. But for most of the Shiva, the adult, the Gadol, is home. So when he comes to Shul, he's showing up in Shul. He's only like a celebrity has come. So then we have to give him extra special attention. But a child, we're going to give less attention to. Why? Because he already has stolen the show. Because he anyway gets all the kaddishim. A child comes to shul all 7 days. That was the custom. So the child basically is getting every single kaddish for all 7 days. So we say to the child, you know, give someone else a chance. Now we're not going to give a regular avol a chance, but at least give a yartzeit one kaddish. Let's say we have 5 kaddishim, and we have 5 yartzeits, and a child. We say that, listen, child, you'll say the kaddish tomorrow all 5 times, and he said the kaddish yesterday all 5 times. But today there are 5 yartzeits, so let all of the yartzeits take the 5 kaddishim. You get nothing. The child will get nothing.
What happens if it's 6?
So 1 yartzeit loses out in a chanani. You take a goyel. I guess you would take a goyel. If you have a real today, this would never happen. Today they would go to another shul. Right. The whole thing would never. Yeah.
Right. No.
A real community shul.
Yeah.
What do they follow?
You walk in with a yard site. There's somebody who has that
amen. No matter what.
He owns that amen.
That slot.
Yeah.
He has that slot. That 15-minute slot forever. He locked in forever. Even a yard site. That's because the yard site.
The gabbai will give you a slot. The gabbai.
Slots,
but there's a charge. Yeah, but the gabbai will give you.
Walks in.
The Gabbai will give you a slot.
Yahrzeit, he doesn't override that slot.
Because he can take another slot. Because he can take.
No, but the slots are taken the whole day.
Not necessarily. No.
Not always.
There are slots. There are slots open. If you want a slot, you can.
You have to talk to the Gabbai. The Gabbai, he knows. That's why there's a Gabbai. A full time Gabbai there.
Good terms with the Gabbai.
What's his name?
Landau.
Okay, let's go further. Ve'im yesh, afilu makotim shuben shuvi yido yochdam. Ve'im yesh ben shloshim. Let's say there's a ben shloshim, someone that's toch shloshim. Yesh loy gam kaddish echad. We give a ben shloshim one kaddish. Okay, so another leniency. We have over here, we have, if there's a ben shloshim, we let the ben shloshim also get one kaddish. We take away from the shiva, the katan, the shiva, and we give the shloshim one.
Avalon.
What?
Is there a difference between
kaddish? So not really. He doesn't make any distinction between different kaddishim. Not the kitzur. They're all the same. They're all equal. Every kaddish is equal. That's what. Maybe you'll find some Kabbalah sefer. No. We're the only Kaddish Yosem. We're only discussing. We're not discussing the Kaddish from the Nusach HaTzfilah. We're only discussing the Kaddish Yosem. The Kaddish Yosem, the Kaddish Rabbanon by Kabbanos, and Mizmor Shir Hanukkah by Yisrael David. After Aleinu, after the Yom, after the David, we're only discussing the Kaddish Yosem here. V'im Yesh Ben Shloshim Yesh LeGamken LeShechad Aval Yesh Harbei Bnei Shloshim Ein HaKotan Ben Shiva Nidocha Machmosan LeGamri. So let's say we have multiple. Here is a new case, new scenario. We have, let's say, five Kaddishim, and we have six people. Five of them are all within Shloshim, and we have the child who is the Katan that is Mitoch Shiva. So what do? The child still gets one. The child is not pushed away Lagamri, and we give four to the Shloshim, and one of the Shloshim loses out. This is unlike the previous case where we have five yard sites in one child, the child is out. The child loses. The yard site will have Kedima over the child. We really give the child everything, and we give the yard site. If you only have one yard site and one child, so we give the child four Kaddishim, and we give the yard site one Kaddish. But if there are five people have yard site, each one of the yard sites has to at least get one. Oh, does that mean the child's going to lose? Yes, it does. The child's going to be pushed out. But if the five people are not yard sites, the five people are shloshims, they're all within shloshim, then we all give them a kaddish, but not at the complete expense of the child. The child at least gets one kaddish.
Because the yard site is going
to right, exactly. The yard site is different. Now we come to the im hu godol. But what happens if the one that's mitoch shiva is not a child, it's an adult? So an adult is not such a macha. Why not? V'im hu gadol she'ein cholech kol shiva lebeis hakneses, who does not come, he's a bigger macha. Why? V'im hu gadol she'ein cholech kol shiva lebeis hakneses, af al pish shehispalo lebeis lebeinyin, nikom mokom kishabo b'shabes lebeis hakneses, oimer kol hakadishim. A ben, an adult, we make a big fuss over him. Because the adult doesn't come to shul the whole week. The adult is home. He has a minion, a private minion in his home. So the only time he shows up in shul is once, a Shabbos. So since this is his only appearance in the Beis HaKnesses, we have to treat him with respect, the adult. So you think that he's a child, it's a nebuch, rachman, it's a pity on a child, you have to go give the child special preference? No! The child already got special preference. The child already got the whole thing, got the whole week. So now when it comes that one time when other people show up, then we have to push away the child. But the adult who never came to the Beis HaKnesses, the adult who was in the private minyan, now is coming to the public Beis HaKnesses. So when he comes that one time, he gets Kol HaKadishim. He gets the im yesham yard site. Oimer gamkim kol hakadishim milvad kaddish echad, except for one kaddish. Yatilu olav the im yesham yard site. Oimer gamkim kol hakadishim milvad kaddish echad. Yatilu olav goyel. The af kishin espatel mimenu hashiva al yidei haregel oshemes ove beregel azai yesh loy din katan. But when So generally the gadol gets everything. Okay, that's general. But when kishu spatul mimenu hashiva al yidei regular shemesav beregular as a yesh ladin katan kevon shiyochel leilich lebeis hakneses bechol yom. But if a person is within shiva, but the adult is like a child, how do you have a hechatimsa of an adult being like a child? Because the regel. Because the Yom Tov was Mevatel. So therefore, since the Yom Tov was Mevatel, now he's no longer sitting to go every single day to shul. Once he's going every single day to shul, so he becomes like a child. And the child is there every single day. So once he's there, he generally speaking is going to get all of the Kaddishim. So then we're not going to be so generous to give the child every single, give this person every single Kaddish. He's going to have to share it with the Avelin. Let me just clarify. I didn't explain the halacha correctly, but I did the halacha with clarity. Let's discuss the case of a gadol. Okay, let's discuss that case one more time. There are five kaddishim. Let's say there are five kaddishim, and there are six people. Five of them have yartzeit, and one is mitoch shiva, but he is an adult. So the kitzur says the adult shiva gets four kaddishim, and the last kaddish is a goyrul among all of the five yard sites. In contrast to where there are five yard sites and a child who is besoch shiva, and there are five yard sites, the yard sites come first. The child is out the door. We give each one a why, because since the child comes every single day to shul, give someone else a chance. But the adult who only comes to shul once, no, he gets four of the five kaddishim no matter what. And the last kaddish, yard sites come forward, we'll take a garul, whoever wins, whoever loses, yeah.
What happens to a child who comes to shul and every day gets five yard sites?
So then the child will lose out. So you're asking a very good question. L'cha'ora, the halacha would change. Because then the whole purpose of the halacha is the child anyway gets everything. He's not getting everything in this situation. Then we have to adjust. Okay, so it's a very interesting, can you take a very interesting yisur? Because you see, halacha doesn't deal with emotions. If you go and you make up this halacha on your own, you say, oh, it's such a rachmanis. A yosem, a child, you have to wear white gloves. Isn't that what you would do? Isn't that how we would approach this? Kid certainly.
Gloves.
What?
Kid gloves.
Kid gloves. That's what it's called? Kid gloves, that's how you would approach this. You see, Chazal had a whole different look. That's not the way they looked at this. They looked at this. This is a child. It's a rachmanis. And the child, being that he's a child, the mitzias is, he comes to shul every single day. Why? I don't exactly know why it's like that. Why a child comes to shul, they don't make a meal for him in the home. Maybe they want him to socially interact with people. It's healthier, whatever the reason is. That was the way it was done. A child would come to shul all the days of shiva. So once a child is here, he says kaddish kamat every single kaddish. So if there's going to be a yard site, there's going to be multiple yard sites. So then we're not going to be so generous to the child. But an adult who's davening at home and never shows up to the Beis HaKnesses, the one time that he comes to the Beis HaKnesses, you better make sure he gets what he wants. Otherwise, it's not going to be good. That's the bottom line. Okay, let's go to the next.
The child doesn't have the same kind of problem.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. That's all right, maybe.
It's not so ingrained in it.
Okay, now here. Here is a halacha, more of a sar shaminuk. Let me read you what it says. Im yesh beis haknesses v'gam yartzeit. I'm reading from the Piskei Tshuvos. V'dafka b'yom hayartzeit mamish. These halachas are giving kedima to people of yartzeit only b'yom yartzeit mamish. Aval l'minuk ha-seforadim. Shemaschilim l'hispalel v'loimer kaddish milel Shabbos shekoidim hayartzeit. Someone told this to me, that the svardim, they say kaddish the whole week. Ever hear this? If someone has yartzeit during the week, they say kaddish the whole week. What?
Yes.
They say kaddish the whole week.
Yes.
So if there's a yartzeit on Wednesday,
yes.
So they say kaddish Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday. If there's a yartzeit on Monday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Only
yes.
The yartzeit on Shabbos, they start the Shabbos for a whole week. whole week before they say Kaddish.
That would cost theoretically.
No, that's a different. That's halacha that we'll cut to later on. That's the neshama of the. That's the yartzeh of the neshama yisera. That on Shabbos, every person receives a neshama yisera. So the Shabbos, the last Shabbos before the yartzeit was the last time that a neshama yisera was on this world. So you say Kaddish for the neshama yisera of that person. Every person has two neshamas. He has the regular neshama, and then he has this thing called the neshama yisera, which comes to him on Shabbos Kodesh. So what if a person died in the middle of the week, the yartzeit, his patira was in the middle of the week, that's the yartzeit of his regular neshama. When was the last time the neshama yisera was present in this world? Was the Shabbos before the yartzeit. So Mitzvah Shabbos is customary to say Kaddish for the neshama yisera. That has many people hold, some hold that has kedima even over someone that's within shloshim. And certainly over someone that's betoch yidei shana. It's a very controversial halacha, and a lot of it's very depends where you daven, different customs as to how far you let that you go by giving a person the daven ma'ariv mitzvah Shabbos before the yartzeit. Okay, we'll come to that a little bit later, but I want to point out over here, this is the halacha, the Sfardim. The Sfardim of the Minug, they say yartzeit the entire week. If the yartzeit is on a Wednesday, they say Kaddish, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this yartzeit, when he says Kaddish on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he doesn't have any power to push away no one. The only time the Sfaradi has a right to say, I have yartzeit, I have kedima for the Amud, is Bo Bayom. Is on Wednesday. He can't go say, oh, I have yartzeit on Wednesday, so I'm davening the whole week. I'm davening Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Get lost. You're not davening nothing. You come Wednesday, you'll be lucky if we'll let you daven Wednesday. You're not davening Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's what he says over here. The davening of yartzeit mamish. I will learn how Sfaradim shemaskilim l'spalu v'lo mekadosh b'milil Shabbos shekodim yartzeit. Ein doiche ho'avele b'soch shnasam. Have no power to push anyone away. The gam, and here he mentions this, what you said. Here we go. He said, "Le noyhagim, those who have the custom lehispalel arvis b'motzoy Shabbos shekoydim hayartzeit." Exactly what you said. Those have the custom hayartzeit ene doiche. So here he brings up the Kinyan Torah, and this is very controversial. He brings down here the Piskei Teshuvos enoy doiche ho'achirim. You don't have the power to push away anyone. I can tell you as a fact that. That's not necessarily the minhag ha'olam in certain shuls. In certain shuls, it may not be the halacha, but it's a courtesy that is done. Even in modern shuls, modern places, anta chasidus shemenhagim, it's a courtesy that is done that if a person has yartzeit this week, in the middle of the week, and he wants, can you underline the word, he wants to daven mitzvah Shabbos, you let him daven. And you don't demand, I'm Tochid Beishana, and I have a right to David and Kedima, I come first. You don't do that. There's a certain unwritten rule that's very popular. I've seen this in many shuls, where you let, it's not halacha, it's a courtesy. Because most people who are B'toch Yud Beishana don't daven every single tefillah. That you have to learn how to share, like in kindergarten. You have to learn how to share. There are a few available in shul. You share. I'll daven until yishtabach, and you'll take over. Then he'll daven from Ashrei Volitzin. You have to learn how to share. Anyway, I'm not going to daven every single tefillah. So now it's Mitzvah Shabbos. I'm the only ovel in the shul, and there's a guy here that has yartzeit this week, and he wants, it means something to him to daven Mitzvah Shabbos, because that's where he comes from, and that's the custom among his family, so you let him daven. Technically speaking, if you'll take him to a din Torah, who has kedima? The one who has kedima is the one that's mitoch yud beishana. Yartzeit from the neshama yisera is a little bit too esoteric to put down into halacha that you have kedima. So in a din Torah, you're going to win. There's an unwritten rule in most of the shuls that I have been in that you let the one who has yartzeit in the middle of the week take the amud, even though you are mitoch yud beishana.
He says kaddish shabbos.
No, he does not. Does not say kaddish. No. No, the one that has yartzeit, the one that davens does not say Kaddish. No, does not say Kaddish. I know that it does not. Just daven for them, yeah.
You have to emphasize the yurtzeit means only for parents. These guys have your size for
them. Grandparents, of course not. Only for parents, exactly. Or one of the seven relatives. Not only parents, even one of the...
Based on milk.
Yeah.
I remember that certain times they said that if you were saying Kaddish that year or that or there were some kaddishes they said you shouldn't say.
Let the yahrzeit say the kaddish.
Right.
And in shuls they do that. Some shuls and some people they reserve one of the kaddishim only for the yahrzeit.
Right.
So even though it's a hybrid of what used to be done and what is done today. It used to be only one person says the Kaddish. Today the minig is that everyone says together. So this is a hybrid that we will reserve one Kaddish for one select individual who is that has a yahrzeit. Yeah.
That falls under the house rules category, right?
Right. Right, yeah.
I remember when I grew up in a shtiebel, they used to do clock for Olenu. I think they would clock.
Yard signs.
Only
yard signs.
And they said the David Mizra.
And everyone said it together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a hybrid. Time was only one person said Kaddish, period. Today it became a big free-for-all. Everyone says together. This custom that you're saying is a mix. Generally, everyone says together, but if there's a yard sign, we give them a solo. He says, okay, we'll stop here. Let's take a break.
Okay.